Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here. Welcome back to Depression Fighter Win Every Morning. Today, we're diving into a topic that's been on my mind lately, forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another self-help podcast, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or pretending things never happened. It's about freeing yourself from the emotional baggage that keeps dragging you down. Think of it like this. Resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you way more than them. And trust me, holding on to anger and bitterness does nothing but weigh you down. So, how do we actually practice forgiveness? Easier said than done, right? But stick with me because I've got 5 key takeaways that can help you on this journey. First out. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. Don't expect to magically feel all warm and fizzy after a single I forgive you. It takes time, effort, and sometimes even multiple steps. Be patient with yourself, it's not a race. Next, remember that forgiveness is for you, not the other person. You're not doing this to appease them or make things right between you. This is about releasing those negative emotions that are hurting you so you can move forward and live your best life. Think of it like entangling a knot in your heart. It might be painful to untie, but once you do, you feel lighter and freer. Third, try to understand where the other person is coming from. This doesn't mean excusing their actions, but empathy can go a long way. Maybe they were hurting, maybe they made a mistake, maybe they just didn't know any better. Understanding their perspective doesn't erase what happened, but it can help you feel less resentment towards them. 4. Let go of the need for an apology. Sometimes the other person might not apologize, or their apology might not be enough. That's okay. You don't need their validation to move forward. Forgiveness is about taking control of your own emotions and letting go of the past, regardless of what they do or say. Finally, remember that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing not to dwell on the past and allowing yourself to heal. Sometimes remembering can be a part of the process, but it shouldn't define you or hold you back. Imagine it like this. Forgiving someone is like letting go of a hot potato. You acknowledge it was burning, you choose not to hold onto it anymore, and you move on with your day. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's been feeling bitter towards her brother for months because he borrowed money and never paid it back. It's causing tension between them, making every family gathering awkward. Sarah keeps replaying the moment he promised to pay back in her head, fuming about his broken word. This is classic resentment, folks, a constant reminder of hurt that keeps her stuck in anger. But what if Sarah decided to try forgiveness? Maybe she writes down all those angry thoughts and feelings, then burns them as a symbolic release. Perhaps she reaches out to her brother, not with accusations, but with an open heart, expressing her hurt and desire for a healthier relationship. It might be difficult, it might take time, but by choosing forgiveness, Sarah can start healing the rift between them and liberate herself from that burden of anger. Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to situations. Don't let bitterness define you. Forgiveness isn't weakness, it's strength of strength to let go of the past and create a brighter future for yourself. So today's challenge is simple. Think of someone you need to forgive. It could be a friend, family member, even yourself. Take a moment to reflect on your feelings, acknowledge their pain, and choose to let go. You deserve peace, you deserve happiness. And sometimes, the first step towards that freedom is simply saying I forgive you. Keep crushing it, everyone. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. See you tomorrow for another dose of inspiration and motivation.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.